How about the work shoes?
Well, when it was real cold, why, we'd have a kind of a rubberized boot, and you'd have wool paces inside of them, the wool socks inside of them.
Mm. What would you call those?
The wool socks?
Or the rubber part?
All just a rubber boot that laced up.
You just call them rubber boots?
Yeah. When it was real cold, then you'd have mittens with wool interliners. Mm-hmm. That was for real cold weather.
How about hats that you wear?
Mostly straw hats.
Straw hats. Mm-hmm.
Wide brimmed.
Is there a difference between a straw hat and another kind of?
Well, there's felt hats and caps.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the felt hat? Would you call a straw hat a cowboy hat, or would you call a felt hat a cowboy hat?
Well, most of the felt hats that were, they were Stetson hats, and they were cowboy hats. Mm-hmm. Most of your straw hats were, in those days, were just for a shade. They weren't cowboy type.
So you just use those for working?
The last 10 or 20 years, I've come in with a cowboy type straw hat.
No, but so when you were, you're talking about the...
When I was younger, we just had the regular flat-rimmed straw hat.
Huh. Okay.
Just to keep the sun off you.
So did you ever wear those, the covers that told your pants up?
Suspenders?
Did you ever wear those?
I never did. They come with your bib overalls.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did wear bib overalls. I didn't like them. I always used a belt and pants, like Levi's.
Mm-hmm. What do you call your Sunday clothes, your Sunday pants?
Well, we always call them a suit, generally. When I grew up, we wore suits, and later they changed into sport coat and pants. But when I grew up, it was mostly suits.
Mm-hmm. So you'd have your coat and your
pants. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a vest, depending on what was in style.
Yeah, they don't wear vests anymore. Huh, so you never
off
wore...
Off and on, they do.
you never wore trousers? You never say trousers?
Yeah, we wore trousers, but I didn't use that word much.
No. I'm sorry, I haven't heard that around here very much. Okay, let's move on to some food. Let's talk about food. what are some things you'd... I guess you farm, but did you have a garden here, or...
When I grew up as a kid, why, there wasn't any refrigeration then.
Mm-hmm.
And in the, on the spring or fall, you'd kill your pigs, and then you'd salt them in a brine barrel.
Mm-hmm. What would you
call it? So salty it'd float a potato. And you'd soak them in there for 6 weeks. Then you'd hang them up on hooks in your cellar, and they'd stay all summer without spoiling.
And what would you call that?
That was cured ham and cured bacon and cured shoulders.
Did you ever cut up to make a
sausage?
Sausage, and then they use something else they put on bread.
Well, we use sausage. You take the...
Don't they cut up like the lips and the tongue and all that? And
yeah.
What did they call that?
They made finger.
Finger, huh?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it's made out of the head of pigs.
Is there another name for that?
Well, some of it's called head cheese, too.
And you called it what? Was it
finger.
Finger, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they had another cheese they made there they called Knapfus. You don't hear that anymore.
Knapfus, huh?
It's made out of cottage cheese that's been further processed.
Oh, okay. So you've got...